Well, hello, friends. Mark DiMatteo coming at each of you with a brand new message going out to our Great Questions group. This is actually audio number 32. The title is Paradox of Power Part 2. And the subtitle would be People Power, or more specifically, People Power, with a question mark after it, like People Power. And you'll see what I mean by that as we get into this. But to begin with, though, let me first of all say to each of you, Happy New Year. It is hard to believe that it is actually already the 9th of January as I'm recording this, the evening of the 9th. But also, I wanted to quickly give you a growth update. I was able to connect with perhaps 20 or so new folks over the holidays that were also, or are also, as they still are, interested in the Great Questions. So our group now is actually close to 780. And so that's pretty exciting. So if you are welcome, or excuse me, if you're new, welcome, okay? Welcome if you're new. And finally, as a very important reminder, especially if you are new, folks, these messages are a chronologically ordered series, and as such, they build upon each other. The earlier audios build a foundation and bring context to the later. Therefore, if you have not yet heard them, please make every effort to review them at your earliest convenience. They are all posted on my website, which is very simple. It is myfirstandlastname.com. And what I mean by that is markdematteo.com, markdematteo.com. And let me just say this, your Great Questions journey with us will be much more pleasurable and far more profitable if you will do so, okay? So, all right, let's get rolling. I'm amped about sharing this with you. This is some pretty exciting stuff. So, folks, if you will recall in part one of this message, as a quick review, we began to discuss yet another fascinating paradox, one which my studies of the atom began to confront me with regarding the vital aspect of operational power in the universe. Specifically, an astounding reality which centers on an apparent and dramatic contrast between the vast degree of seemingly limitless, perpetual power actually sustaining the cosmos and the comparatively weak and universally degrading power which is actually operating within it. After briefly discussing this striking difference and its implications on our everyday world, I also shared how my growing awareness of this paradox had created a dramatic perspective change in me. In fact, I called it a paradigm shift. For prior to my gaining this understanding, I had never really questioned the way operational power works in the reality in which we now live. I simply took it for granted that the manner in which the various forms of energy function, which we human beings have access to in our modern world, was just normal. Okay, for they seemed to be more than adequate in most cases, and were certainly beyond anything our predecessors had had access to. Okay, and furthermore, it never really occurred to me to question the fact that they all relentlessly run down and need to be replenished. For again, I just assumed that was the way it was. For I had nothing to compare them to. As these limitations, or we could say restrictions, or perhaps inadequacies, were all I had ever known. Okay, ignorance is bliss, I guess. However, once I was confronted by the order and magnitude of the extreme level of non-degrading power operating in the atom, everything changed. For the first time, my eyes were being opened to the reality of just how power poor a condition we are existing, or should I perhaps say subsisting in, and it startled me, okay? I'm like, what is going on here? And furthermore, I was struck with this subtle but growing sense of pervasive inadequacy and dissatisfaction in regard to the limitations of this current reality, which I was understanding for the first time. In fact, as sort of a simple analogy, okay, I felt in some ways as if I had been working diligently for and managing to live adequately on $100 a month and had been grateful for it up to that point, as I had known nothing else and furthermore knew that my ancestors had been working perhaps even harder and living on only, say, $5 a month. Then suddenly I found out that a rich, distant relative has left me a trust fund that has $500 million in it. Woohoo, right? My goodness. But folks, what a different life that could open up to me. Things I had perhaps never even dreamed of, living on what I was now seeing as a mere $100 a month, right? But alas, as I soon found out, whatever context I'm reading this in here, but anyway, I soon find out that for some strange reason, there's a restriction, and I am not permitted access to the fund. Though all that money is sitting there, it is of no practical use to me, and I have to go on working to earn the $100 a month I need to live. And folks, while I might still be grateful for that $100, in all likelihood, I will never be satisfied with it again, for my perspective has been irrevocably altered by my awareness of the 500 million. See what I mean? Okay. And folks, the difference in the amount of funds in this little example is minuscule. In other words, tiny in comparison to the difference between the two vastly different types of power which are at this very moment in operation in our cosmos. Gang, if we really had access to even a fraction of the perpetual power sustaining just the matter around us, our lives could be dramatically reordered and enhanced. And they could be done so in some incredible ways. And we are going to explore some of these marvelous possibilities later. But for now, I want to delve into the primary topic this message is about, and that is people. In other words, you and me, us, okay? Specifically, I want to briefly discuss people in relation to power, hence the subtitle, People Power, okay? See, folks, my growing awareness of this, quote, power paradox had prompted me to consider applying its implications to a variety of subjects. And perhaps the most important of these was us human beings. And here again, I found myself confronted by yet another fascinating inconsistency. So let's explore this for a few moments. Folks, when we stop and think about it, it is readily apparent that we human beings are pretty amazing creatures. In fact, way back in my very first message, I added the fifth great question to the first four, and that was, what am I? Exactly what are these incredibly complex biomechanisms you and I inhabit during this journey called life? We are going to explore this question in a more general sense in some future messages, but for right now, I want to discuss the human body in relation to power. Friends, there's no doubt that people are capable of doing some amazing things. I think I reflect on this every time I have ever seen any type of outstanding feat being performed by some highly trained and capable athlete. Whether considering speed, strength, balance, flexibility, agility, coordination, conditioning, endurance, or resiliency, just to name a few, the various skills that certain people have been able to perform throughout our history over an exceedingly broad range of activities is truly impressive. And when considering raw human power, if you have ever had the opportunity to watch either a modern-day strongman competition or perhaps an Olympic powerlifting event, you will no doubt see some demonstrations of strength that are far beyond the capabilities of most of us normal everyday folks, right? Okay. So there's no doubt that there are some people who can produce an amazing degree of power. But gang, here again, everything is relative. For here too, I was considering the human body for the first time in the context of the exceedingly vast degree of power that I now knew was sustaining the cosmos. And as I did, I was once again confronted with another fascinating paradox, which centers on an extraordinary inconsistency in the relationship between power and complexity found in the makeup of man. Folks, as we have already mentioned, the human body is an amazingly complex mechanism. So much so that even our modern science and medicine, with all their advancement, are still yet to understand much about how it operates. The human brain in particular has been called the most complex physical system in the entire known universe, and it undoubtedly is. For instance, just 1 cubic inch of our brains contain over 10,000 miles of nerve circuitry, okay? Isn't that amazing? And it has been said that within our head lie forces within forces as in no other cubic half foot in existence. So far as we know, our craniums contain the most intricately detailed and organized matter in the cosmos. Therefore, it seems safe to say that if there were a, quote, cosmic complexity scale, unquote, we humans, and in particular our brains, would probably be placed at or very near the top of it. And how can we not feel a little special when considering this, right? Okay. And yet, when we turn our attention from this complexity scale to a, quote, cosmic power scale, okay, and consider how well we would rank on it, we find an obvious and dramatic difference. For even just a quick comparison between the greatest power a human body can generate and the total power we now know must be sustaining the cosmos, this confronts us with a sobering reality of just how far down on this scale we would find ourselves, right? Okay. And gang, as I became increasingly aware of this and began reflecting on it, it seemed to me to be another curious and unexpected inconsistency. Why should humans rank so high on the universe's complexity scale and yet so low on its power scale? In other words, how did an entity that somehow managed to acquire an astounding level of complexity also managed to end up with such an absurdly small portion of the vast amount of power currently operating in the universe. This makes no logical sense. In fact, this inconsistency was one of the main challenges I found to the completely naturalistic explanations to the origin of man. For if matter and energy were truly able to build themselves up into ever higher orders of complexity and magnitude, how is it that we could end up with so much of the former, the complexity, and yet so little of the latter, magnitude of power? And let me remind you that out of the two factors, complexity is by far the most significant, for it is far more difficult to develop. And we've discussed this in our prior messages, right? Rather thoroughly. For the development of complexity, you will recall, requires a coordinated application of all four of the P factors, as we've been calling them, right? Power, plans, process, and parts, okay? Power, on the other hand, though it is indeed vital, is just one of the four factors. Therefore, if an enormous amount of complexity could have somehow spontaneously accumulated in us, then logically, in accordance with the law of causality, an enormous amount of power should have also. But it didn't. Therefore, since the law of cause and effect is inviolable, in other words, it cannot be broken, we've never seen it broken, and we've talked about this, the only apparent and rational conclusion confronting me was that a naturalistic explanation was inadequate, and there had to be some other form of adequate cause to account for this paradox as well. And we will discuss this. But before we do, let me just add that the human body is not only incredibly weak when considered in a cosmic context, but also amazingly fragile. Gang, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that we are highly susceptible through a large variety of means to injury, permanent damage, and even death. We easily and regularly get tired and fatigued, don't we? Okay? And we need rest. In fact, we normally need sleep on a daily basis, okay? Or at least, well, you know what I mean? We may be able to go 2 or 3 days, but not indefinitely without sleep. We'll pass out, okay? And though our human body has the extraordinary ability to actually operate itself to a large extent, and here is that marvelous complexity again, it still requires us to, quote, do our part in order to maintain it. Folks, we have to refuel it with both proper food and liquid. We need to bathe it, groom it, clothe it. In other words, care for it in general. And we must do so constantly for as long as it continues to function. And furthermore, even if we do all these things, these amazing machines only operate for a relatively brief period of time. For they are also fully susceptible to the law of decay and will eventually shut down and die. So, boiling all this down, here is the question of grand import that confronted me. And I'm going to put it frankly, and perhaps even a little bit emotionally, because honestly, folks, it's sort of the way I felt. Ready? Here it is. How come the atom gets to run on and on all that gigantic nonstop power, and we as people only get to run down and down on a mere pittance of power. How come? Frankly, this seemed, folks, this seemed like a bummer of a deal to me. How about you? Okay. And folks, furthermore, as I reflected on this, it seemed quite apparent, and I started to allude to this earlier, that the only rational explanation for this paradox was that some type of adequate, quote, outside agency, unquote, must have been responsible for orchestrating it this way. And considering the scope of this effect as well, it seemed reasonable to me to conclude that it was highly probable that this, quote, agency was indeed the same someone that I now knew was the adequate cause responsible for not only the highest levels of our imaginations, which we talked about in previous messages, but also for the origin and continued existence of the atom, which we also discussed previously. Wow, what a compelling realization this was, again. For maybe it wasn't all bad after all. For folks, this allowed me to see some potential relationships between atoms and people and this someone that I had never done before, or I never had before, okay? And you might be asking, well, what do you mean, Mark? In what way? Well, if this someone is truly in total and complete control of all the atoms and the power behind them, what might happen if this someone decided to change things up a bit? In other words, if, say, the present function of power was suddenly ramped up a bit, what would our reality possibly be like? Friends, neighbors, countrymen, lend me your ears, okay? Because it is a fascinating thing to even begin to think about, and we will start to do so in our next message, okay? So stay tuned, folks, all right? It's going to be an awesome journey ahead, okay? We'll be in touch, all right? Appreciate every one of y'all. Take care. Bye-bye.